Robin Lawrence, Home Hacks on East Coast FM.
Right, travelling. This is interesting. Some of the ways you can save money to start. If you have a bucket list, you should set up price alerts to discover the best flight deals to your dream destinations. Obviously, prices fluctuate, so you should let an app or even Google do it for you. Travel apps, Google Flights, Hopper, Kayak. For instance, with Google Flights, you set your departure date, destination dates and other travel information. You click the track prices toggle and Google automatically tracks the flight prices and will pop up on your screen and you can view all and do this. So the graph comes up showing you the historical flight prices for your selected route and you get them to email you notifications when the prices drop. So if you're well prepared, that's one definite way to do it. Top flight booking hacks: fly on Tuesdays, Wednesdays, Saturdays. They're the cheapest days of the week, apparently, to fly. Never knew that. Obviously, being flexible with your date helps. Skyscanner is brilliant. I use it all the time. So you can put the flight details in and it brings up all the flights from there. And on Skyscanner, and I didn't know about this, this is interesting. If you're flexible, you can play a little bit of roulette. You can put on a filter, the best flight details, and then go to deals by the month. And if you press that on Skyscanner, random deals pop up. So this travel expert was saying he ended up in places like Krakow, Valletta, Malta, Krakow, and places he never would have gone that were amazing. So look for deals on the Skyscanner.
Oh, I'm just willing to travel anywhere.
Yeah,
if it pops up.
If you're prepared to travel somewhere a little bit different and do something a little bit different, I think that's a lovely idea. When you're actually traveling yourself, pay for baggage in advance. Because obviously, if you end up having to do it in the airport, you're going to pay way more. When you pick your seat, check the map. You can go through Seat Guru. It has the lowdown and colour code bad or awkward seating on different flights.
Yep.
If your airline has an app, download it and use it to check in because you'll end up using way less time. Anything you do to distress in advance, for instance, pay an extra few quid for an airport lounge. Charge all your electronic devices the night before and don't forget to download your music playlists, podcasts and all that type of thing. Bring a portable charger always. You usually end up needing one. They say don't binge on sugary, caffeinated or carb heavy foods because this can cause you agitation and restlessness when you get in the air. And sleep kits, what you need. Earplugs, eye mask. Now, if you have kids, you're probably not going to get a chance to use most of these, but if ever I travel alone, I've got all this in the go. And they say drink loads of water. Keeping hydrated is a key way to reduce restlessness and stress on flights.
There's something you can buy for your kids if you're traveling this summer with your children, young kids, who would tend to sleep on a flight and it can be awkward. There's something you can buy now. It's anywhere, it's between 40 and 70 euro, doing a bit of research on it. What it is, it's an inflatable rectangle, right?
Mm-hmm.
That goes in between the seat in front and your own seat. And that acts as a pillow.
It's like a little cot.
Yeah, no, it acts as a pillow because it's the same height then as the seat. So your child can lie across the seat. They can have their feet on the seat and then this thing acts as a pillow.
Brilliant.
Throw a little blanket over them.
Sounds good.
It's genius. Also, I'm a Revolut customer. I'm paying Revolut, being $7.99 a month for their services. But that gives me access to airport lounges if there's any flight delay.
Right.
So if I was in Dublin Airport Terminal 1 or 2 and the flight was delayed by, 4 hours, Revolut just send me into one of the nice fancy lounges there for...
What else do you get from being a member of Revolut?
Travel insurance.
Right. The only complaint I have about Revolut is the fact that the page is so unuser-friendly. Have you noticed that?
Well, the Revolut is.
Yeah. You go to look for something and you're like, where's this again? I was trying to do a bank transfer yesterday and I couldn't find it for love nor money. No? Do you not find that?
Mine's all set up.
Do you do it with this, like, four different pages? The hub, the home page,
On your Revolut app?
Yeah.
No.
I'll show you what I mean then in a second.
Anyone else find it
user-friendly apart from me? No, maybe it's just me. Anyway, there you go. There's some flying hacks for you.
We'll have more of those next Tuesday on East Coast FM.
Robin Lawrence, Home Hacks on East Coast FM.